Now that we're out of quarantine, the world is opening back up for Charlie and me. Getting COVID at Christmas was like doing a false quit on my computer. It's never pretty, but it does clean things up and put them back in order. It got me off the overeating treadmill of holiday events and has given me a newfound appreciation of how good it feels to feel good. Plus, I lost that pesky extra 7 pounds that's been plaguing me. How about that for a Christmas miracle? After the first 2 days when I was basically in bed, it was gratitude that got me through. I mean, come on. I'm in a warm, clean house with Charlie and Nurse Cora. My sister dropped by flowers and groceries, and the women who run with the moose delivered a few meals. Man, how lucky are we? Anywho, now to the new year. I used to make a bunch of resolutions and go gangbusters for the month of January before they fell by the wayside. Then I moved on to setting an intention for the year. Kindler, gentler, and just as easy to lose track of. Now I'm down to one word, folks. Seems more manageable, doesn't it? Did I have a word last year? Can't remember. I think that's because come January, my dad was in the process of winding down. He died at the end of January, and that seemed to kind of set a melancholy tone for 2023. I feel like COVID has burned that away. What's my word for this year? Fun. It just feels right for where I am right now. It's what I need. Heck, it's what we all need more of. For me, it's helpful to have a question to go along with my word to help me bring that word to life. Not a yes or no type question either. For example, instead of asking myself, is this fun? My question is, how can I have more fun doing this? That's a bigger question. Like if I ask myself, is cooking dinner fun? The answer is no. End of story. But if I say to myself, how can I have more fun cooking dinner? Now, that gets me thinking. I could try one of those services where they deliver your ingredients with instructions. How about I do that a couple times a week for the month of January? I could try a new recipe or get out my old cookbook and make something my mom or Charlie's mom used to make. How about breakfast for supper once a week? You get the idea. So what's that one word you want to focus on this year? Compassion, curiosity, kindness, connection, hope? And what's the questions that's going to help you bring it to life? Let me know, would you? Happy 2024, my friends. That's it for now. Catch you on the flip side.